Hey, is James in by chance?
He is. He's tied up on the other line. Do you mind holding for a minute? Oh, wait, he just got off. May I ask who's calling?
Yeah, this is my name's Tyler. I'm calling with Cardiff.
Hold on one second.
Thank you.
Hey, you guys here. What's up?
Hey, is James?
Yes.
Hey, this is Tyler over at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
Oh, good, Tyler.
Good, good. I just wanted to follow back up with you here. Looks like you were in touch with one of our agents here not too long ago, but we actually had sent out an offer for some equipment and working capital. Looks like the business got pre-approved for right around $250K. I just wanted to touch base with you there and see if there was anything in the pipeline we might be able to help you out with.
You guys are your interest rates are too high.
What was that?
Your interest rates are too high.
What makes you say that?
Well, I sent a thing over and said match it, and you sent it back to me, and I believe it was you, and said you couldn't.
When did that take place?
I don't know, within the last month, maybe?
I think you got us mistaken for someone else there. We don't have anything on file there for you on that.
What's the name of the bank?
Cardiff?
Or, let's see. Tony from Cardiff, right?
Tony? No, there's no Tony here.
Anthony Prado? Really? I have his email right here. Commercial Finance Associate. 888-296-1071.
That's weird. I don't have it on the file here.
Yeah,
what was
August 9th.
I got you. What was the quote there that you had?
I sent him to see if you could match a loan.
Mm-hmm.
And he couldn't even get close.
I see. Was it a equipment loan or was it just like a capital business loan? Okay. What was the quote that you got there that we couldn't match?
It was 3.5%.
Over how long of a term?
Let me see here. It was 72 months.
72 months.
The principal amount of loan was $249,009.
I see.
So between Wells Fargo, Chase, and GE,
mm-hmm.
I get between 3.25% to less than 4%.
Okay.
On my equipment
okay.
financing, and you guys couldn't come anywhere close.
That's weird. I don't know why we don't have any of that on file. It might be on the older one, but
he responded August 9th, 2016.
Interesting. Yeah. All right. Well, I'm sorry that didn't work out there on that. I mean, if anything does come up down the road on the capital side there, it sounds like you're pretty locked in on the equipment. If we said we couldn't match it, then I'm going to believe what you're saying there. But, you know, if another opportunity comes up down the road or, you know, if you are maybe looking for some capital there on some projects or operations, anything like that, it's definitely something we could possibly look at.
Again, what are your rates for that?
I mean, on the capital side, that's a completely different program there. It's completely different than the equipment, which is pretty straightforward. It's an unsecured cash loan, so, I mean, it's definitely going to be a little bit more expensive than your typical business loan.
My own Chase gives me 4%. We have a million-dollar credit line with them. It's 4%.
Okay, you have a line of credit that you do with them?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, I just wanted to touch base there, James, see how things were going. It sounds like you're in a good situation. We're definitely not trying to step on any toes. If anything does come up, it sounds like you have our information, and you can reach out there, and we can see how we might be able to help you down the road.
Okay. Have a good day.
All right. Good talking to you, James.